Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb time on a Tuesday. And let's get right to it. What is the good of the day?
You know what? This is a fun one.
All right.
And I know it's going to speak to you and probably your cohort, Dave Preston.
All right.
The Rock. You remember the movie? Not the
yes.
actor.
This is Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage?
Yes. Well, celebrated 25 years
yesterday. You got to be kidding.
Yeah, that part's not the good. Yeah, but it's a very much rewatchable film.
It's totally rewatchable.
A fan has put together a well-thought-out 18-minute video proving that Sean Connery's John Mason is, in fact, James Bond.
Really?
Yes.
How do I find this video gem?
I will send it to you, but you can probably go on YouTube and just find it. You know, Sean Connery, you know, The Rock, John Mason, James Bond. Just throw those into the search bar, and it'll probably be one of the top ones that pop up.
Yeah.
If you don't want to watch it, there's an excellent Reddit thread where he goes chronologically step by step of how he's came to the point of Sean Connery's John Mason being, in fact, Sean Connery's James Bond.
That's great. That's
and I just
great.
Absolutely loved it. I was like, this is, you know what? Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
Why
That's
not,
awesome.
Right?
That movie was, you know, Ed Harris played the villain, but he wasn't really, he had really good reasons to, he wanted the government's attention, right? Like, remember
at
the end,
that's
all he wanted. He just wanted, he said, there's been some injustice. My men and I have suffered some real injustice, and I need to get your attention, and this is why I'm doing this. He had, like, no real intention of poisoning all of San Francisco, but he just wanted to make a legitimate point because he wasn't being heard on something that he felt strongly about. Then there was another guy, and he was more of the villain. But Ed Harris was a sympathetic villain character in that movie, but that poison, remember when that guy died from that ball? That was... That was frightening. The guy held the gas.
Yeah,
yeah.
He swallowed it. Or
yeah, and he wanted out, and they couldn't let him out because it's they like you can't we can't you're done. Sorry,
yeah.
You gotta you know.
But I mean,
but, yeah, it was a good movie.
Here's just one line from his Reddit thread, just to kind of whet the appetizer.
Yeah,
the timeline of the Sean Connery Bond films and The Rock match perfectly with both each other and real world history.
Oh wow! Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. I gotta check it out. You know,
I gotta see that movie again. I remember the barber scene where he was getting a haircut and he just found a way to escape.
Yeah. Like just so to go good. See his daughter.
Right. Just to go see his daughter. Right. Exactly. By the way, if you're a guy like an escaped convict and you have a daughter, they always find a way to get the daughter, find a way to get to the daughter, don't they?
They
I've
do.
Seen this in every movie where like the guy escapes prison. All he wants to do is see his daughter who wants nothing to do with their dad. Dad went to jail. Dad left mom. But the daughter, the heartstring is too strong and the guy will find any way, anyhow to get to his
He's
daughter.
He's just trying to say he was sorry. He's trying
right.
to apologize.
That's right.
Escaping from Alcatraz too.
I know. It's
Love
great.
That's the best
Love
part
it.
About it.
Love it. So good. So fun. That's a fun movie.
It
that's
is.
Like
it
that's
is.
A that's popcorn fun. That's
it
like,
is. It's like I said, it's rewatchable.
It's rewatchable. Yeah.
You know, I mean even though it's Nick Cage and he
even though
acts
it's Nick Cage
in
right.
every single movie he's in, you know, and enjoy it. It's just a fun treat.
Exactly. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Well, I'll start it off with the good that'll lead to the bad, okay?
All right.
Because, you know, the first part of this is good, and the way I'll set it up is good, that we have a Robert Kraft story with a happy ending that's safe for work.
That's safe for work. Very good. Excellent.
The bad part is that 80-year-old billionaire Robert Kraft was gifted his dream Bentley from, I can't remember the president of this or the owner of the Sixers, somebody who's in his group, Meek Mill and Jay-Z. They all chipped in to buy him his dream Bentley.
If you're a billionaire, you don't have dreams, right? Of this kind of, you just wake up one day and just get it.
The name I was escaping on is Michael Rubin.
Michael Rubin, okay.
Yeah, they all pitched in and got him his dream Bentley, which, by the way, was, I guess, made in Florida or shipped to Florida or bought in Florida, one of the two, because it flew on a drove on a flatbed truck all the way from Florida to Mr. Kraft's house. So that way, none of the mileage was altered or messed with.
Like, he's so happy to get something that he could have just bought at any period of time ever.
Yeah, well, as one Twitter follower pointed out, that, you know, it was heartwarming to see, you know, Jay-Z and Meek Mill get back.
Yeah, right. I know.
I thought the same thing. Like, he can't go out. I mean, he's a billionaire.
Right. Get whatever you want.
He doesn't have his own plane. He has his, like, own airline.
Yeah,
jet.
Right. Exactly.
He can't go and just be like, you know what? I want that Bentley.
Yeah, exactly.
He said he's got to get one for free? Come on.
Get whatever you want. Anytime you want.
Yeah.
Like, what would you get a billionaire for a birthday? Like, you would want to get, like, an experience, right? Like, you'd want to get him something. Like you would to get a billionaire, you might go, all right, I'm buying you a ride on the space shuttle 10 years from now.
Right.
Like, that's, like, those kind of things. Like, what do you get a billionaire? You can't give him maybe a paint, like your own painting. I don't know. Like, what do you, something unique?
Yeah,
like, they can buy whatever they want.
I got you a suite on the moon when that hotel finally opens
when
up.
When that happens, I've got you a spot on it.
Yeah,
how's that?
You're good to go.
There you go. There you go.
But I mean, yeah, what do you, I mean, you can't get him material things. They can go out.
He's so happy to get this Bentley that he could have gotten at any time in his life, ever.
I mean,
oh my God, my dream car. Oh, well.
But to that point, it must be a pain. If you're his kids trying to get like a Father's Day gift or a birthday gift for him or a Christmas present, like what do we get dad that he doesn't already have?
You know what you get him? Like you get him like gift certificates to like Olive Garden or something like that. And you go, yeah.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were at one of these chain restaurants?
Here's and he goes, free appetizer.
He's like, yeah, like a free appetizer at like Outback Steakhouse.
Right.
Where he goes, you know what? This is a great gift. Like, you may not think it's a great gift because I'm a billionaire, but hell yeah, I'm going to use it for a Bloomin' Onion. That's what you get them. That's what you get billionaires. You get billionaires a little thing that makes them feel like a normal person.
That's right.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Give them the Warren Buffett treatment.
Exactly.
You know, just stay in the same house you always live
in. No, that's what you get them. That's a great, you know what? We're on to something. That's what, if you have a billionaire in your life, that's what you get them for. Get them like a $10 gift card to Best Buy.
There you go.
Just go. You know what? Just go. I want you to feel, just think for a second if you were in my shoes and you got a $50 gift card to Target. Like how excited you were to go into Target and be like, I can buy cutlery. Like just feel what I feel. Here's what you do. Here's an experience you've never had. Feel what I feel to get happy to get a Bed Bath & Beyond gift card.
Yeah, treat yourself to a new vacuum.
That's exactly right. That's what you get a billionaire. That's what you get a billionaire. Guy that can buy the expensive things, give him the experience of being broke and getting a gift card
give him the experience of being a commoner.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
A peasant.
My wife and I got a gift card when we were living in Vegas and we were young and broke. We got a gift card for buy one, get one free at this restaurant. We couldn't wait to go there.
Of course.
We couldn't wait. We made, you know, we were like going on Friday. And, you know, didn't have any problems slapping that coupon down when the check came.
All right, question no problem for you at then. All. Am I being a little bougie in the sense that I have a gift card to Home Depot that I have not used yet?
No, you're probably waiting for the right time to get a circular saw or maybe a new refrigerator.
We'll go with that.
Maybe you want to get a tool belt or something. Maybe you're just waiting for the right thing to hit you.
A tool belt.
Hey, listen, I bought one of those tool, like, chests. I had a gift card for Christmas. I bought one of them tool chests, Craftsman tool chests. Yeah, it was one of the best days of my life. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
Probably us. But the other dumb of the day is that, are you familiar with the game Among Us? It's popular amongst
I've
the
heard
kids.
It, but I don't. I've heard of this, yeah.
It's a weird game. I don't quite understand it, but you could be the good guy or the predator or whatever it is, or the person who deceives everyone. You don't know who the bad guy is. He's just he's doing all the things with you, and then you try to solve and go, oh, it was you all along.
Got it.
Anyways, a chicken nugget sold for $100,000 because it resembled like one of the characters from Among Us.
Really?
Really. I'm dead serious.
How come I never stumble upon these things?
Yeah. I mean, you look at it. Picture a very weak, I'm going to speak to you in your terms. This may not be for the rest of the nation, but in your terms, a very weak hidden Mickey.
Yeah, I got you.
To it, okay?
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Just flip it upside down. That's a character from Among Us, and that chicken nugget, just deformed as it is, I mean, you've probably stumbled across it and just powered it down.
How much did it sell for?
$100,000.
That's sad, man. Sad that people got $100,000 to buy something like that.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's what you get Robert Kraft for his birthday.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know, it's like, hey, here's a nugget that looks like an Among Us character that you probably don't know anything about.
Ever heard of the author Malcolm Gladwell?
No.
Okay, he's an author. He's written books. He appears in those electric vehicle ads. He's got wild hair. He went on Twitter once and he lambasted a guy who left $400 million to Harvard. Because he said, if you have $400 million, there's so much good you could have done with it than giving it to the wealthiest educational institution on the planet.
True.
And it made total sense. Can we start doing that to these people who have $100,000 to buy a chicken nugget that looks like something from a game?
Yeah.
Like, can we say, this is a waste of your money? Like, you have $100,000. Think of what you could do in your local community with $100,000. Think about how many lives you could affect with $100,000 just in your own little neighborhood or your community. And you decide to buy a stupid piece of processed meat that looks somewhat like something you like.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing in the world.
I mean, the positive.
If you have that kind of money, like, what are you doing with it? Are you kidding? Who are you kidding?
Yeah, the positive.
Help pay down a mortgage or help a kid through college or something. What are you buying a chicken nugget for?
Yeah, but the positive that you can take from that is that it's probably going to be well preserved because it is from McDonald's.
That's true, right. So it will last 25 years.
Yeah, it'll last for a long time. It'll probably never lose its look, but yeah. It's a chicken nugget.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
You know, one moment of weakness and you devoured $100,000, right?
Yep, exactly. My God. All right, Steve Holman's going to join us. He's the voice of the Atlanta Hawks. He's coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk to him about Atlanta and their chances in this series against Philadelphia. But coming up, the Naval Academy, an NFL dream, and maybe a chance to lose a childhood dream of playing in the league. That's coming up next as we continue along with Wake Up Call.